Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
John 15, verse 5 says, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. The question is, are you abiding in the vine? We are the branches. We are supposed to produce fruit. But you will not produce fruit until you are abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. So are you in the tree? Are you in the branch and the vine of Jesus Christ? Have you accepted him? Have you accepted Jesus Christ? And you'll know this, because if you have accepted him, he says if you're in him, you are going to bear or bring forth fruit. Pretty simple. Now, what are this fruit? What is this fruit he talks about? If you have never read Galatians chapter 5, you need to read it. Galatians chapter 5 lists the fruit of the Spirit. Notice it's plural. So if you will turn to it, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. And I tell you, this is really good if you get this. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. Let's take a look at the fruits of the Spirit here. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Now remember, this word fruit is a singular. It doesn't have S on it, but it's all together. There are nine fruits of the Spirit, and they come together. It says love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. What is love? Love is that agape love, that divine concern for others. Do you have that love for the brethren? Do you have that deep agape love for them? This is how you can tell whether you are a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, is that you're going to have that deep, that love. The next thing is joy. What is joy? Joy is that inward peace, even in the midst of suffering. Because when you have joy, you are relying on what Jesus Christ has done for you, is doing for you, and will do. So even in the midst, it's not happiness. Everybody want to be happy. Just be happy. Well, he told you to have joy. Ain't nowhere he told you to be happy. He wants you to have joy because he know in this world ye shall suffer tribulation. He wants you to have joy in the midst of trouble. If you look at the word happy, it's based on happening. But God said, I want you to have joy. No matter what's happening, you can still have confidence in me. That means you're bearing fruit. And that's fruit. The next thing is peace. Do you have any peace? You ever seen people, they're always up in arms. They have no peace. Something always going on in their life. There's no peace. They're chaos. I tell you, I mean, you just go around, people just want to get away. There's so much chaos. They ain't got time for that drama. There's no peace. There's no peace. Man, I tell you. But peace is a confidence and a quietness of the soul. Because you can rest assured that God, Jesus Christ, has everything under control. The question is, do you believe that? You won't have no peace if you don't believe it. We read the Bible, oh, God will give us all this, the Lord is my shepherd. And then when trouble comes, oh, we break apart. That's what's going to define who you are in the midst of trouble. God in his grace. These are fruits. Now the question, are you bearing these fruits? So we talked about peace, long-suffering. Man, I tell you, we need that. What is long-suffering? That is patience and endurance without quitting. You know, the Bible tells us the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but what? And to him that endure. Folks, as Christians, sometimes look like nothing's moving, but God says, stay the course. We know what the end's going to be. We just got to stay tight. And I like what he told Moses and them, hey, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes we want to go get ahead of God.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.